The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker and owner in with Pat Devaney.
Good morning.
Good morning, my husband and fellow realtor. And our special guest today, attorney Doug Clark.
Good morning.
Good morning. Here to talk to us about gas leases, whether you're buying or selling real estate. We are here every Saturday and Sunday discussing different real estate topics. We have a full-time real estate office with many full-time realtors. We've been listing and selling real estate for over 40 years. Feel free to email us at
questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can call us toll-free at 888-399-JACK. That's 888-399-5225.
Okay, and if you'd like to view our listings or search the MLS, please go to jruddy.com. That's jruddy.com. Okay, Attorney Clark, thank you for joining us today.
My pleasure, my pleasure.
So you do, you represent landowners, correct?
Yes, I represent landowners, only landowners, no companies, anything like that. And I represent with respect to gas leases, pipeline agreements, there's surface use agreements, and pretty much any contract related to Marcellus Shell development.
Okay. How long have you been doing this?
I started in 2007, and we started in Wayne County with property that we owned as well as a bunch of neighbors in the area, and negotiated probably over the course of about four, maybe even a little longer than that, 4 or 5 months doing a group lease and covering several thousands of acres. That's how I really got involved in it.
And this is your specialty?
Well, as lawyers, there's rules as far as having specialties, but I can say this, that this is pretty much all that I'm doing at the present time, working at least 6 days a week and many hours a day, and a lot of times on Sundays as well.
Right, and you negotiate these contracts for landowners? Is that primarily what you're doing?
Well, I do more than that, but I mean, primarily, that's a very large part of what I'm doing, is negotiating leases, negotiating pipeline agreements, different agreements. There's other things we do too regarding contesting leases. There's some estate planning things we do, some real estate stuff. So there's a lot of other things that I do, but that's a big part of what I do, yes.
Okay, a good portion of what you do. So you're the person to talk to if I was selling or buying property with a gas lease. As a realtor in Lackawanna County primarily, I am no stranger to mineral rights and the coal clause. I know that you probably have come across that. And for people that move in out of the area, that coal clause just baffles them. And that's where the coal companies retain the mineral rights underneath the ground for the coal. And if they ever want to come in, it's right in their deed. It's in the chain of title where they can come in. And if they ever wanted to mine, they could mine. But the gas leases, it's something probably newer to our area, correct?
Yes, I can say I've been in the area for about 15 years, so I wasn't around for the coal development, but I can certainly say that the gas development is definitely something new that we've seen, and certainly it's expanding everywhere. And I think that you're going to find, and you're already starting to find, deeds are having these clauses and will continue to have on a more constant basis, similar type language with respect to oil and gas rights as well.
Okay, so I'm sure you have a ton of stories. No situation, I'm sure, is the same. You've come across some pretty, I'm sure, interesting things happen and develop in terms of these gas leases. If I was a seller selling a property and I currently had a gas lease with a gas company, there's different things that come to mind. But if I've negotiated that gas lease and I want to retain those rights, I can do that and sell the property, correct?
Absolutely. There are many different ways you can maintain all of the oil and gas rights in their entirety. You can keep half and transfer half. You can do any different combination from 0 to 100%, but absolutely you can keep all the gas and oil rights if you want to when you sell the property.
So buyers buy properties where sellers retain rights to those gas leases.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And when you mentioned something about half, so is that more for, I'm sure for a buyer that would, in terms of purchasing something, would be more enticing than nothing at all?
I mean, it comes down to, absolutely. I mean, it really comes down to anybody considering whether they're going to sell property or whether they're going to purchase property and gas rights are in play. There are so many variables as to how to estimate that. And I don't know that anybody can really give you a true answer, because also the manner in which it develops is going to be varied, whether there's multiple wells in a single area or a single well. There's just so many variables. But certainly you want to look at the type of productivity that there is in that area, what kind of production is going on. Some areas may actually have wells nearby. Some areas may have no development at all. And when you're going to either sell or purchase, the best thing that you can do is try to look around, get an idea of what you can anticipate. And again, it's going to be a very rough idea, but look around and then try to make a decision. What do you think these rights are worth, and what is the premium on this property? You know, if you're in an area where there's known development, where it's been productive, then there is a very high premium on those gas rights. And there, the buyer may want to purchase them, but if they are, they're going to pay probably a very top dollar. And also the seller is typically going to want to hold on to those rights because they know too that these things are going to be very valuable. And there are a lot of mineral companies or companies out there that are just looking to purchase rights from landowners. And that can go from anywhere to a couple thousand dollars to, you know, I've heard as high as $6,000 and $7,000 recently to just buy the rights. So there's a lot of factors involved, but certainly if a buyer is going to buy the property with the rights, that premium could be $5,000, $10,000, or even more per acre, depending upon that area.
Okay. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Again, I'm Jackie Ruddy, and with Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor, and our special guest, attorney Doug Clark. All right, so when sellers are negotiating these gas leases with these gas companies, they get a sign-on bonus? Is that how it works?
Yeah, and whether it be a seller, buyer, anybody, normally the process at the present time would be that you would negotiate with the gas company, and hopefully you do a good job in negotiating. You try to get the highest, what they call an upfront bonus, or when you sign, you get a bonus amount per acre typically. And then after that, if there's royalties, there would be a royalty percentage that you would be paid on future royalties if there's production. So if you sign a lease for, an example might be $2,500 per acre bonus, if you had 100 acres, you would receive a check in about 90 or 120 days if it's accepted for about $250,000. You would not receive anything else unless there were royalties in the future from production. Or if that lease would expire, you could then potentially release that property again in the future. So for a buyer or a seller, it's obviously very important to know whether or not that property has the lease, what that rate is, because if the buyer just already, it might be a situation where, the seller has already made there, in our example, $250,000, and now when they're selling it, they're not selling so much that bonus right, but the right of future royalties. Of course, if the lease expires and you bought those mineral rights, you as the buyer could then again release that and get that benefit in the future.
Okay. How long are these leases typically?
It varies. A very common lease at the present time is a 5-year lease. There are leases that are shorter. There are some that are longer. It depends upon when you sign the lease. Since 2008 to the present time, the normal lease that we see typically is a 5-year lease, and some will have a built-in option to extend for another 5 years. Very often it would be that the company has the option after 5 years, if the lease is going to expire, if they pay the same bonus money again, they can extend it another 5 years. Again, that's typical, but it's pretty common that those are the terms.
Okay. Attorney Doug Clark, if someone wanted to reach you, how would they do so?
You can always contact me by telephone at 570-307-3000. 1-800-327-0702. And then we have a couple great websites, pagasleaseattorney.com and pipelineattorney.com. There's a lot of great information even just for landowners that can pick up things about the development, and also people who are interested in the real estate side. And there's some information, actually a lot of information, that landowners can look at and learn about these type of things on the websites as well.
Right. And you have a radio show yourself.
Yes, I do.
Okay. And when does that air?
We air every Saturday from 12 to 1. And then I also have the shows archived on the websites. And we had talked about it. I had done actually a couple shows where I talked about considerations in buying and selling property with the mineral rights, because there's my goal is I don't want to see landowners ever taken advantage of. I'd like to see everybody somehow be treated fairly and go back and forth in a fair fashion. And I know that a lot of buyers may be taken advantage of by the sellers, and likewise, sellers being taken advantage of by buyers who are less informed about these things. So it's the overall message, I think, is absolutely critical for everybody to try to have a good understanding, whether in buying or selling, what can you find out about these mineral rights and what other value as best as you can estimate.
Well, it's a complex, complicated topic, and I would agree with you most definitely that someone should seek someone like yourself, whether they're selling or buying.
Yeah, I talk to landers. I mean, I get calls all the time. I get calls from speculators or people who want to buy property and ask me, hey, is this a good price or is that a bad price? Now, again, that I'm not in the business of being a broker, but I have also clients who will contact me who have been past clients and say, hey, this other property is opened up. I'm interested in purchasing this. What do you think? First and foremost, I can't stress enough how difficult it is to estimate the value of this, you know, property and this production. There's some certain things that we can tell pretty well what the bonuses are in that area and what you might be able to expect if you want to sign a gas lease in the near future. We can also look at neighboring wells or areas and productivity surrounding that area to try to estimate how profitable is this going to be in the future. And another interesting thing for me, because I have so many landowner clients and I have so many landowner connections and relationships with different company people, that I have a pretty good idea of where the hot spots right now, where we see development now and where it's estimated that it might go in the future. And that really is critical information to anybody that's going to buy or sell property.
Sure. I would have to agree, most definitely. We're going to head towards a break now, but before we do so, we'd like to review a listing. Pat, would you like to?
Sure. We have a listing here. It's 1225 South Main Avenue in Scranton. It's listed for $130,000. It's a 3-bedroom, 1-bath. It's a nice corner lot. It's recently updated. It has a newer central air conditioning, a furnace, new windows, a tile kitchen, a bath has been updated, swirled ceilings. It's close to that new Walmart. Everybody loves that new Walmart. They're always in there. And it's got a nice fenced-in yard. It's not a drive-by, so if you want to see this property, call our office, and you could ask for Jason Thomas, or we can set up an appointment to see 1225 South Main Avenue in Scranton for $130,000.
That's great. And again, this is the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. We'll go to break, but we will be back in a short bit with more Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
When selling your property with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, you'll experience the gold standard. Their network is your edge, where experience and expertise intersect with your real estate goals and dreams. They know and understand you want to sell at the right price with as few worries as possible. It's reassuring to know Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been guiding clients down the golden path of selling for over 40 years. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate makes your dreams a reality by maximizing the exposure of your property here and around the nation, harvesting the power of the internet. They'll shepherd you through every step of the selling process, from start to finish, from marketing, the offer, the inspection, the contract, then the close. They're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and focused on every detail so you achieve the highest level of service you deserve. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate at 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Or visit www.jruddy.com, where they work to champion your best interests all the way.
Selling or buying a house? No question, it's a difficult decision, and you want every little detail to be perfect. Maybe today, maybe tomorrow, maybe down the road. Think Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Why should you choose Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate? Because they help people. They've been helping people do this over and over for over 40 years. They offer advice on how to decorate an empty house, how to get that old or new house ready for sale, what to repair or change to make it look its very best, what is a suitable price, and how to get it sold. Maybe you're moving into a new neighborhood. You want to know about the school, place of worship, and Little League teams. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate will guide you through every step of the process from start to finish. From the showing, the negotiating, the endless paperwork, the appraisal and inspection, then the settlement. They listen to your needs and concentrate on every detail so you achieve the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate at 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Or visit us at www.jruddy.com, where you will experience the gold standard.
Okay, we're back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Again, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker owner, and with Pat Devaney.
Good morning.
Good morning. My husband and fellow realtor, and our special guest, attorney Doug Clark.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. You are the person to go to if I was going to negotiate a gas lease or buy a property that has a gas lease. And you've been doing this for quite some time?
Yeah, it started off in 2007 and have kind of been doing it almost pretty much on a daily basis since then, and especially in the last couple years, doing it all across the state, not just northeastern Pennsylvania, but across the state.
And you have your own radio show on gas leases, and you have a lot of information. And I know that you don't consider yourself an expert, but you're the closest thing to an expert that I know. And we were talking about selling properties with a gas lease, which would be included in the sale, or a lot of times people are selling properties and they're retaining the rights to these royalties, future royalties. And tell me about if somebody negotiated a lease without, say, an attorney involved or had anybody review it or they didn't counsel anybody, how are there problems that can arise in a situation like that? What do you see that happens?
Certainly there are problems that can arise. And my thought is this, and certainly everybody shouldn't or doesn't need to come and run to me and to call me. But I absolutely believe that all landowners are going to benefit if they have some experienced and knowledgeable counsel that are going to help them with their negotiations. There's one part of it is negotiating the terms of the lease and what you have in your lease. Another part is to understand what you do have in your lease and what you do not have in your lease. And somebody who's experienced in negotiating and understanding the market and dealing with these leases are going to be able to make sure that you maximize the financial terms of the lease, but also the property protections and protections that can impact you in the future and preserve additional financial compensation. Not just royalties, but the way the royalty provision is worded. There's so many intricacies the way provisions can be written and worded. And a lot of times, it's not just simply two. Well, I've gone to an attorney, my attorney looked at it. If your attorney just does something else and all of a sudden looks at your gas lease, he or she probably is not going to be able to help you very much with regard to what you have and what you don't have and to interpret it. And my belief is that education is the key and information is the key. And you want to make sure that you go to somebody that has good quality information, that has credible information and experience, and understand, you know, not only what is in the lease, but what is not in the lease and what you don't have. You could negotiate for months and you could try to get certain terms or provisions and not be able to get them. And then you have to make a decision. Do I want to go ahead and sign this gas lease, or am I not satisfied and I'm just going to go ahead and wait? And so it's so critical to understand what you don't have. And what does it mean by not having these terms? Because it's not just simply, oh yeah, I had a lawyer or I negotiated it. It's to understand it. And you see more and more. And an interesting thing for me in doing the lease, and he's going back to 2007, 2008, seeing now the development part, to see how these leases are used and interpreted. And we knew things that we needed to protect and we knew things that we needed to do, but really they've come to light as to how important they are. So it's critical for all landowners to seek knowledgeable counsel whose experience that can really explain what they have and do not have. It's just, to me, it's just absolutely critical, because a lot of people, this is going to be the biggest asset that they ever have in their lives. And we're talking about potentially hundreds of thousands and millions, literally millions of dollars. So you need to make the right decision, and you need to get high quality information when you're going to do that.
So true. You are listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker, again with attorney Doug Clark. How would we go about reaching you if we wanted to talk to you?
Anybody can always contact me anytime by telephone at 570-307-0702. And I welcome everybody to check out the websites. If you're interested at all in the Marcellus Shale development, our websites are extremely popular. They have a lot of great and, again, credible and valuable information for landowners. They are pagasleaseattorney.com and pipelineattorney.com.
Great. Now, the lease that the gas companies want landowners to sign typically aren't really in favor of the landowner?
Well, I mean, absolutely. Starting off, that pretty much every company, if you just imagine, if they're coming to you to sign something the first time, is it going to be to your benefit, or are they going to design it to their benefit? Well, obviously, they're going to do it for their benefit. So most companies will have a form or a boilerplate lease that they'll come and they'll give to the landowner and try to get them to sign. Now, over time, landowners have become more sophisticated and better educated, and that's a lot of times whenever somebody would maybe give me a call or ask for additional terms. And that's another thing where you got to watch out, because landowners become educated and become more sophisticated and learn of terms that they want, but the gas companies are pretty smart too.
Sure.
So they go, and you may say, hey, I want a pew clause in my contract. Well, the gas company will come back the next time with a pew clause. The landman will come and say, hey, I got you this pew clause. But all pew clauses aren't the same. And
is a pew clause?
Well, we could do a show on that. A pew clause says that after, and to give you the easiest version that I can, a pure pew provision, and it could be modified, and that's my point. It would say that after, for example, if you had a 5-year lease, it would say that after 5 years, if you had 100 acres and only, say, 50 of those 100 acres were placed in a production unit, that remaining 50 acres of mineral rights would come back to you, or gas rights would go back to you. You could then release them to another company or keep them or do whatever you want. The idea is that you want to have as many acres in production to get the royalties.
Sure.
And you don't want to have your property being held. Say you had a farm that had 300 acres, but only 10 acres were in a unit. Your entire property would be held by that 10 acres. A pew clause would prevent that and kind of force the company either to give you your rights back with the unused acreage, or in the alternative, they would have to use it all, which would be a lot more money for you in the future. But back to the point, the companies, what they'll do is they'll say, hey, here's a pew clause, but that pew clause may not be the pure form that we talked about. And a lot of times, it might not even apply at all to the property, because they'll put various condition precedents in that'll have to take effect before the landowner will actually get that benefit.
Okay.
Why, I need a lawyer.
Right, exactly.
I would never enter into any of this stuff without a lawyer, right? As a landlord, I make it my tenant sign a lease. Who's it benefiting?
Right.
Right? It protects me.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with the gas company.
Yeah, and it's the same with all the contracts, and it just makes sense. They're in the business. They're doing this all across the country. They didn't just start in Pennsylvania. I mean, they're doing this in Oklahoma, Texas, Western Pennsylvania for many years. And these guys, obviously they're very bright. They have very bright lawyers, and the landowners need to become educated, and that's the whole purpose of everything that I preach. But then also to make sure that you get good assistance, because they're there for themselves, and they want to be good neighbors at times and things like that. But I can put you in touch with thousands of people that call the office that have problems and complaints about their old leases and are unhappy.
I could only imagine, but I'm thinking about, there's so much in these leases: well pad placement, pipelines, access roads, things of that nature, and that would affect, if I had a property and I was living there and I wanted to sign a gas lease and that's part of the gas lease, does that diminish my quality of life?
Well, it absolutely depends upon the person, and everybody has different viewpoints. But certainly, yes, I mean, I deal with people, I deal with large landowners, and I deal with very small landowners. I deal with occasional people. I just was looking at a lease this morning before I came here. Somebody had 2 acres and were just working on something. And the lesser acres you have, then you want to look at some other ideas. And certainly the first thing we look at is what's called a non-surface use lease or a non-development lease that says that the company can't come on the surface of the property. So that's going to certainly not affect the quality of your life so much. They may be drilling a bore that goes underneath your property 5,000 feet or so deep, but that's not going to be something that you're ever going to know about. And then you can get the benefit of potential royalties. So, you know, getting to the real estate side of things, that is a critical part of things, is what type of lease do you have and what type of lease do you want? And when I talk to landowners with the smaller acres, and I mean, not that 10 acres certainly is small, but certainly anything 10 acres less, and that's not a steadfast rule, I always fight as much as possible for a non-surface lease. And some, some landowners will say, oh, I don't care. I said, well, maybe you don't care now, but maybe your children might care. Or maybe if you go to sell the property and you have a non-surface lease there, maybe you don't intend on doing it now. But if you do in 20 years or your children do, somebody may be much more comfortable in buying a property where they know there's a non-surface lease in place and it's going to maintain the value or increase the value in the future. I do have to say, though, you have to be careful, because even though something may be a non-surface lease now and you're a buyer and you say, okay, I'm going to buy this property, the seller is keeping the mineral rights or the gas rights, but there's a non-surface use lease on the property, so I'm pretty comfortable they're not going to come on the property, so I don't mind buying it. I just don't want anybody to come on the property. But there's nothing necessarily that stops that seller in the future, once he sells the property, he or she, to go ahead and come back and to change their lease and make it a surface lease. So you got to watch out for that. It's certainly possible. Now, as development goes, and if you know there's wells all around, you can say, well, it doesn't look like they're going to develop there. But there's a lot of things that you have to consider. Just sitting there and saying, oh, the buyer, the seller has a non-surface lease, I'm covered. Well, once the seller sells a property, they don't care what happens to the surface of the property.
Right. Excellent point. Yeah.
Let's throw a pipeline across the property. I don't care. I don't live there anymore.
Wow.
So there's a lot of concerns that you really need to think about. And I mean, just there's just so many things. And again, it comes on to education, and it comes down to how important things are for that specific individual. If it's a cliff or a big hillside that you're only ever going to use for hunting, that's one thing. If it's an area you're going to develop and have property and have residents, that's going to be something else, a whole other set of circumstances and considerations.
Doug, you are an expert. I don't care what you say.
You are listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. We're here today talking about gas leases with attorney Doug Clark. And you've given us so much great information today and a lot to think about if one is selling or buying a property that has a gas lease. Would you be willing to come in another time to next week?
No, absolutely. I've talked about this on my radio show, and there's a lot of other points I would like to even talk about, because I think they are critical and I think that would benefit, you know, your listeners, and I'd have no problem in doing that whatsoever.
Yeah, we'd love that. Thank you so much. Before we close, we're going to review a tip. If you're thinking about selling your home, there are energy savers that you can install. Buyers are looking for homes today that are energy efficient. Some inexpensive items you may want to consider installing before placing your home on the market are low flush toilets, solar panels, water filtration systems, and insulated windows. You can set yourself apart from the competition, especially if you are an older home and you have these items. This can make a difference in getting your home from for sale to sold.
And you'll be using less gas.
Okay, that concludes today's Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker, again with Jackie Ruddy, broker owner, and with Pat Devaney of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate.
Thank you very much.
And our special guest, attorney Doug Clark. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It was an absolute pleasure.
We'll see you next week. If you have any real estate questions during the week, feel free to email us at
questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or call us toll free at 888-399-JACK. That's 888-399-5225.
Visit our website, jruddy.com. That's jruddy.com, to view our listings or to search the MLS. Thanks for listening and have a spectacular weekend.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.